Well, our gospel for this day is St. John's understanding of the Incarnation. But I would suggest that most of us, when we think of Christmas morning, think of stables and donkeys and cattle and Mary and Joseph and the baby. Advent is officially over, and now it's time for us to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That stable that I just mentioned, the stable in Bethlehem, helps us to imagine how Mary and Joseph were the first people to see and hold the Son of God. The first visitors to the stable were shepherds, humble people who took care of animals who they lived around with the stable. They heard heavenly music from the angels who came to announce the holy birth of the Christ child. How different was our birth in time? Most of us were born in hospitals or maybe at home with midwives. When the baby Jesus was born, it was dark, a cool night. He was laid in a rough manger, a feed channel for donkeys, for cattle, and for sheep. Poor people from the area followed the angels' voices, which led them to the manger. It must have been a strange and wondrous sight, shepherd folk visiting the one who one day would call himself the Good Shepherd. It is also important to remember that the little Lord Jesus was greeted by poor shepherds, including small children. If you want to understand a bit of what a shepherd's life was like, not always as dainty as the creche would support. They were like cowhands in West Texas. And when they came to town, they could be a little bit rowdy. Yeah. And young boys went to work when they were 9, 10, 11, 12. If you're old enough to hold a staff and throw a rock to get the coyotes away, you were ready to be a shepherd. Not as angelic as they would be pictured. You know, our image of all of this comes from the first Christmas creche. In 1223, St. Francis of Assisi inaugurated a pious practice that today has become so common that many think that it's been there forever. This great saint, as he was traveling the rolling hills of central Italy one December, in order to proclaim the gospel, noticed that few of his countrymen were taking the mysteries of our faith seriously. Many were not even preparing for Christmas. Of those who were getting ready to celebrate the Lord's birth, they looked at it as an event tied exclusively to the past. The mysteries of our faith had become sterile. The central persons in the drama had become stale and lifeless, incapable even of stimulating their contemporary imaginations, and therefore no longer capable of inspiring them to greater relationship of mutual love with God in the present tense. Everything was in the past tense. To counteract these tendencies, St. Francis set up the first creche in recorded history on that Christmas Eve of 1223 in the town of Grisio. Now, Why would a town in Italy be named Grisio, Greece? Well, according to the study I did, it was founded originally by Greeks, Greek men, women, families, who had to leave Greece because they were on the wrong side of a war many, many years before. And so as refugees, they came and settled up in the hill country, a small town named Grisio. St. Francis brought the live animals, an ox and a mule. He recruited a newborn baby and a set of young parents. Hay and a manger were brought in. There was even the attempt with hundreds of burning torches to create the light luminescence of a bright star. I think Father Mario was in charge of that part of this little drama that was being played out. He was in charge of the fire. And Francis could not have been happier with the results. People came from all over the countryside to see what would be a living nativity. Through all the sounds, sights, and even smells, the multitudes became convinced that Christmas was not just a cute story in the past, but a real event, one that was not just back then, but something which they were called to enter into in the present. Soon, living creches like this spread throughout Italy and then to other parts of Europe. The phenomenon soon extended into art as artists started to paint nativity scenes with all the main characters dressed anachronistically in 13th century AD garb to emphasize that Christmas is not just a bygone event, but more important, one very much in progress in which every believer is called to go to Bethlehem and to pay homage. Another reason why this seemed a good idea to St. Francis was that the Islamists were in charge of the Holy Land now, after the Crusaders had not been able to complete the task that was set before them. And so it was dangerous for the few wealthy Christians to make the trip to Bethlehem. And so now they could come down to the town square or to the local church and make their pilgrimage there in a much safer environment. One of St. Francis's first biographers wrote, "The child Jesus has been forgotten in the hearts of many. But by the working of God's grace, the little child Jesus was brought to life again through his servant Francis and stamped upon their fervent memory." That's what informs our image of that first Christmas night, that first Christmas day. And I want to remind our young people, as the Christmas season continues, the other figures come to the manger. People from different places bearing gifts for Jesus, the newborn King of the Jews. They were led there by signs and the stars. They came in search of the infant King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My dear friends, I hope as you leave, you'll take a look at our creche. Spend a moment there or not. Gather your family around the creche that you have at home. Look, really look. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you imagine and appreciate the truth and beauty of Christmas, the day when God's Son came to us in flesh and shared His love, His peace, and His mercy with us and with the whole world. Today our hearts are filled with joy and happiness because of the promise that has been fulfilled. Today the Son of God is born. The Savior of the world comes to partake of our human nature. We are no longer alone and forsaken. Today, the true light has come to illumine our lives, so often beset by the darkness of sin. And if you don't believe me, just watch cable news. Today, the real path to Bethlehem is open for us. We must put away all fear and dread. There is no room for doubt or indifference. We are not permitted to stand idle. The mystery of truth is revealed to us today. A child has been born to us. A child has been given to us. Every woman and every man to share this joy is given the mission of making known the Prince of Peace and becoming His effective servants in the midst of all the nations. All sadness has been banished, for the child Jesus brings true comfort to every heart. Now this child teaches us what is truly essential to our lives. So let us be silent. Let the child speak to us. Take his words to heart. He was born into the poverty of this world. There was no room for him and for his family at the inn. He found shelter in a stable and was laid in a feed trough, a manger, a place for animals to eat. This child whose face radiates the goodness, mercy, and love of God, the Father, trains us, his disciples, to reject godless ways and the riches of the world, to live justly and devoutly. If you wonder what godless ways means, again, I would suggest watch cable news. And then, if you want to know what the riches of this world are, stay put when it comes time to sell you a new car, new kitchen appliances, all the other things that would make you a better person by having the cost of those on a credit card. Our society is often intoxicated by consumerism and by pleasure-seeking, wealth and luxury, appearances and self-admiration. The little child Jesus calls us to act in a way that is simple, balanced, consistent, capable of seeing what is essential. My friends, the world we live in is too lenient to sin, where we need to cultivate a strong sense of justice and truthfulness. We need to discern the will of God. We need to try to figure out how we are called to live simple, balanced, consistent, capable of seeing what is truly essential as we follow Jesus. Today in the gospel, we see God actively involving Mary and Joseph in the redemptive work of human history. And throughout the history, we see God inviting His people to be part of the salvation history story. Abraham, Moses, David, the prophets, and many others take part in the mission of God and preparing the people for God. In the story of Christmas, we see angels. Mary and Joseph, shepherds, the wise men from the east, all taking their place in the Christmas creche. Now it is our turn. God needs us, each and every one of us, to take our place at the Christmas creche as well. I close with some words from Pope Francis. The joy of the gospel fills the hearts and lives of all who truly encounter Jesus. Those who accept the offer of salvation are set free from the bonds of sin, sorrow, inner emptiness, and loneliness. With Christ, joy is constantly born anew. Amen.